of water. And you could plant your rice in there and it would come up. And then when it came up and had the rice on it, you know, it comes up about this high. And they cut it with a reap hook, take it, put it in the barn, beat it off in a big box, just take it and beat it across that box, and then put it in a mortar, and you have a heavy stick thing about this long, and it's got a heavy thing on each end, and you just beat it in that mortar until it's, and the mortar is a piece of a log cut, looks like a stump about this high, and has a holler in it down here. And you take that, well, let's see what that's called. Pestle, I think. And you beat it up and down, and that log, the husk comes off of that. That's good. People don't do these things anymore. They don't want to work.
What about, do you ever hear of people making whiskey themselves?
Whiskey?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. And seen people who did make it.
What would they call
it? No, I can't tell you about that because we did. Did they ever do it? I don't know how they make it. They call it white lightning. That's done a lot all over Georgia and Florida, and I guess every other state.
Any other names besides white lightning?
Moonshine.
Okay. What about when it was from the cane? Did you ever hear people making, or is that what you're talking about?
No. They make beer out of cane, skimming. Pour it in a wooden keg. Now we made beer. Just skim the skimmings off of the juice when it's cooking and put it in a wooden keg and next morning draw it off through a little hole in the bottom and you'd get maybe a quart or 2 quarts and just set it up somewhere and it would work all the skimmings off and be good. It's real good beer. Anybody likes beer, but we don't do that no more because you can't get a wooden keg. Put it in.
Does it have to be a wooden keg?
Yeah. If you didn't, it'd kid you. Wouldn't do it all to put it in a tin or aluminum. Would draw the poison out of it, see?
Don't nails still come in kegs sometimes?
Yes. But that wouldn't do because it didn't tight enough.
What kind of keg did you need?
Well, they used to make them. Old people used to make chairs and kegs and all kinds of things. But they don't do that anymore.
They make them out of, they make them better than these nail kegs.
Oh, yeah. Much better. Wouldn't do to put them in the nail kegs, because it'd all run out. My mother used to make vinegar out of the stuff we call beer. She'd have several jugs of vinegar. And it's real good.
How would she make the vinegar?
Just leave it in the jars. She generally put it in the gallon jugs, leave it